balance of nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
My name is Dr. Roger Bond. I'm a chiropractic physician. I had some health issues starting to crop up on me. I was getting really tired all the time. I couldn't walk up stairs without just panting. I didn't have the energy to keep doing what I was doing. As I took Balance of Nature for several months, I began to notice that it wasn't as bad. I started to feel better. I have energy that I haven't had for a long time. And I base all of that on Balance of Nature. I endorse Balance of Nature because it works. And I share it with my patients in my practice as well.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Oh, I know, a little steal my sunshine. I hope you're going to have a great weekend, and I hope you enjoy yourself, and I hope that you go out and you stop with this whole COVID nonsense, and I hope that this entire nation can look back and go, wow, we fell for that. Let's keep going, and let's get back to an actual normal, not the new normal they want us to, please, by all means. You don't have to listen to peanut-sized Hitler little Fauci anymore. Just, you know what, let's just go forward now. And never let this happen again. Welcome back to the show. Go to balanceofnature.com. Balanceofnature.com is a wonderful supplement, and the process in which they take 31 fruits and vegetables and dehydrate those down into caplets for you every day. They're using the very best process. It gives you the most nutrients and the cleanest fruits and vegetables. You cannot ask for anything better. Put my name in as code. Promo code KATE, K-A-T-E. You'll get 35% off and free shipping, and they'll kick it out to you in 24 hours. So, my gosh, what are you waiting for? Make sure that you can get your immunity up, and make sure that you're actually doing something for your health. And I'm going to guess that it's not wearing a mask, because I can't tell you how many doctors now are coming out going, take off the mask. You are harming yourself. But I want to talk to Alan about this. Alan, and by the way, before we segue into this, just on the heels of what we just talked about, you know, a lot of people do not think about suing or using the court system when their business has been violated, as far as not having to close. They don't think they have enough money to hire a lawyer. So a lot of people back off and they don't go down that road. The thing is you just brought up in your article that you just wrote, and we'll put it on the Kate Daly Show page on Facebook. You can contact these groups that are ready to help you. It's not like you're going to have to take stuff out of your own pocket right now to do it. Get them to review what you have to say, and then let them weigh in on it if they want to help you, because these groups are poised to help, right?
Exactly. And you may never have to take anything out of your own pocket, because they might get lawyer's fees. If they believe in your case, they might do it on a contingency basis, and they might get the lawyer's fees paid when it's all said and done.
Perfect.
It might take an hour to find a lawyer. It might take 10 hours, but doing the footwork, if you've got a good argument, you're going to find that lawyer.
Yep. And you can sue, the elected officials that seek to take your rights and have no authority to do this, totally betraying their oath and the Constitution. You do have recourse, and we can use the system in place. I loved your article. I thought it was amazing. And this is why I wanted you to come on the show, too. But there's just so many things to talk about, because your background is so vast. There's so many ways we could go. But because of this face mask thing, we've got a nation divided right now. You've got the mask wearers looking at everybody like you're going to kill somebody any minute, even though there's no data to actually support that, because it's delusional. And then you have the people looking at the mask people going, you idiot, what are you doing? Why are you wearing that while you're jogging? So we have a kind of a divided nation right now, and it's a really weird divide. And so what did you want to say about the masks?
Yeah, I can let everyone figure out for themselves if they want to wear a mask or not, but mm-hmm. to those people who maybe wouldn't wake up first thing in the morning and put on a mask, who wouldn't wear it going to the grocery store where there might only be 15 people allowed in the store at a mm-hmm. time or something like that, if that doesn't feel like natural to you, there's probably a way around it. And I just wanted to explore that a little bit.
Sure.
So every single face mask order I've read now, from businesses, from government, and usually the business is just trying to follow what the government's saying on this topic. Every single face mask order I've seen now has exemptions. And these exemptions are worth kind of taking a look at, because maybe they apply to you. And there's exemptions for example, there's been a long time concern around SIDS. So it's just kind of against our current sentiments around about children that we would say someone under 2 years old should wear a face mask.
So right.
That's usually stricken. And a child up to a certain age is prevented from wearing a face mask as well in a lot of situations. Then there's you know, with there's kind of a strong lobby around the Americans for Disabilities Act. And there's a little bit of kind of exemption around that topic too. And
yeah, for
if
sure.
someone has a physical difficulty, a physical disability, or a medical problem.
Like asthma.
From wearing the face mask.
Asthma, COPD. I mean, asthma. I get asthma.
Great
so
example.
Couldn't you say
great
that?
Example.
Okay.
The every single situation, this is, you're going into a gray area here where I shouldn't call it a gray area. It's negotiation. It's negotiation. It's talking. You're not talking to a robot. You're not talking to a corporation. You're talking to another human being. And you're saying to the other human being, hey, it's harder for me to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
When I put on a face mask.
Right.
I don't want to share my exact medical problem with you. If I need to, I will.
Yeah, that's so true. My husband was walking into a Walmart and she said, face mask. And he said, I have a disease. I'm not wearing one. And she goes, what's the disease? Now, she can't actually ask that. But he goes, well, I have a disease to wearing the mask. So, I mean, honestly, they're not even allowed to ask, are they? I mean, that's
how
like.
How did it go? Did he get a hard time still, or did it?
He ended up putting it on because she kept harassing him, and he just had to get in there really fast because we were in a hurry. So he just went fine, whatever. He put it on and then took it off when he walked in. So, I mean, how do you get around these people? They have these little Nazis out at the front, and if a business says you will wear a mask or you can't enter, you know, they have the right to do that. And these are the exemptions you're talking about. There's always exemptions, right? That you can use.
You know, those people are doing valuable work. Every job's essential if it exists in the free market, if you ask me. But the people working those doors, that wasn't their dream job when they were a child. They know that.
That's a great point.
suddenly they're being told that they're the front line against something very evil. And you know, when you put a person in that situation, sometimes they're not their best self.
Right.
So at the front door, there's going to be, I'm going to say something that's going to cost you another 10 minutes of your day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say something right now, not 10 minutes right now. When you want to avoid the face mask, it's going to cost you about 10 minutes of time. So
okay.
I'm not to kind of extend your freedom in the world to kind of fight the conformity, to just be a little bit more disobedient. I'm not. No one's asking you to climb into a Higgins boat and storm Omaha Beach. No one is asking you to spend your Christmas in some fetid French trench.
Right.
But it's going to cost you about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Right now. So instead of showing up at the front door, where tensions are going to be high, where people are going to. Who knows what's going to happen if you don't wear a face mask at the front door? You pick up the phone, maybe an hour before you want to go to the place. You pick up the phone. You ask, speak to the manager.
Okay.
Takes a few minutes for the manager to get on the phone probably. And you just say, hey, I've got a problem wearing face masks.
Okay.
I can tell you about it. If you want to hear all about it, I'll tell you. This causes a problem for me. Luckily, in our local face mask order, there's this exemption. And if you go look at that order, you'll see that same exemption. Would you follow that order for me today? I'd like to come by and shop in your store today. Can you make sure that I'll be able to shop in your store?
And oh, that's great.
Very few managers are going to give you a hard time about it.
That is great. I love that.
You might need to say to them, hey, if you need to call your supervisor, if you need to call the district manager, whatever, I can call you back.
Right.
If you need a few days to figure it out, I can call you back. You know, whatever. You're just talking to another human.
Yep.
And it doesn't
I agree.
Have to be more of the corporate shenanigans where it's like a computer deciding what the world is. It's a flow chart that everyone's following. You're saying to them, can you be a little human with me and we'll work this out together?
And almost any
manager is going to work it out with you.
And we don't need to be caustic. You know, I'd like to be caustic sometimes about it because I'm so perturbed. But you're right. If you just kind of go about it in that way, you just keep, you know, just say, this is what I'm going to do and this is why and thank you very much and I'd like to shop at your store. I mean, I can't imagine somebody saying no to that. So I love that idea. That's great. Yeah.
And that when you do that, you know, I said that Thoreau quote before, mm-hmm. you know, that it's kind of this is incumbent on us as free people to be a little disobedient, right? Thoreau said disobedience is the true foundation of liberty. When you do that, you're being a little disobedient and you're showing a little bit of courage to the people around you.
Right.
And this is super important because courage is contagious.
Oh, I agree. It creates momentum and then people will follow and people will start to go, oh, I can do that. Hey, wow. That's awesome. Yeah. I love that. And it does, it creates a momentum. It's perfect. Perfect. Awesome. I'm so glad you went there because there's a lot of people out there that are getting really frustrated with that. And I'm glad because, you know what, there is an RN, Josiah Dan, I think is his name. And people need to look up his clip because he talks about the fact that all the health risks, he's a male nurse, all the health risks of wearing a mask. There are so many health risks. I can't imagine why somebody would do that to themselves. So I think that we need to be a little smarter about this and ask more questions. And has it surprised you, Alan? I'm talking with Alan Stevo. Does it surprise you that we conformed so quickly to this? Because I know we were going to talk about this versus the USSR, and you could give me kind of a snippet before we end this hour. I know we're coming up on the end, but I would love to hear your thoughts on that. Has it shocked you?
Listen, the USSR, you talk to people in Czechoslovakia, USSR, Poland from communist times, they'll tell you that nothing was strange. You know, people adapt and life felt normal. Life felt normal reading Prada, just like life can feel normal reading the New York Times, unless you're some small segment of society who's really obsessed with their principles, like me.
Right. Yeah. Like this audience. So, yeah, it's true.
The USSR felt normal, the people who are living there, just like the US feels normal to a lot of the people here. But there's this thing that happened. Closing down the economy is this horrific, just it's really horrible. But mm-hmm. you can kind of get how it happened, maybe. That's a topic for another discussion, maybe. But there's a thing that just never happened in the USSR. The USSR, it was professed to be a Marxist-Leninist regime. That means it was publicly atheist.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, for a number of reasons, the churches were allowed to exist. The churches mm-hmm. were, the government went so far as to support the churches. Some of that was for propaganda
mm-hmm.
reasons.
Mm-hmm. Even Saddam Hussein. Actually, I had a gal that grew up under Saddam, and she said he loved the Christians. He always supported us. We knew he was a tyrant, but we also knew that he would call us the rose because he would support the Christians. And so you're going to find that in a lot of people. I mean, that's how it was. We don't get told that in our media. We never get told the right foreign news over here. But, you know, that's the case. It's interesting.
And here... over a pretty bad cold season,
mm-hmm.
the foundation of the foundational institution for American liberty, the church, was closed down everywhere, it wasn't everywhere by government edict either. A lot of it was government edict, but the pastors just lined up to see who could virtue signal the loudest.
You're right.
And who could close the quickest, and who could say meet us online the most. And it just is the most horrific thing that I saw. And not even in the USSR could such a thing happen. And on Easter, of all holidays, this took place.
I agree.
The churches were all sealed shut, so many of them.
I agree.
Luckily, there were hundreds, maybe mm-hmm. thousands in the U.S. that you know, you could go around the back door. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't advertise.
Right.
But there were people meeting in churches still. And Pentecost is coming up next Sunday. And we just mm-hmm. found out that 1,200 churches already have said in California, we're opening up, whether you like it or not, Gavin Newsom.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, you know, it's funny because where's the faith? We need less rules, more faith. And it's interesting that they actually kowtowed willingly and preemptively to a guideline, not even a law. Right? So they just went ahead and did it. Where's the faith? I mean, isn't this about faith? Are we supposed to have some more faith? But no, it's let the rules rule us. But they weren't even rules. They were just a guideline.
You're right. And then there wasn't even the kind of that American civic conversation even. The pastor said, we'll listen to the guidelines. The church council said, we'll listen to the guidelines. They didn't say, you know, oh, great Caesar mm-hmm. in the governor's mansion.
Right.
We honor the state.
Right.
We want to make sure, though, that your left hand agrees with your right hand. So we're going to go to the courts and just say, do you agree, courts?
Yeah.
There was nothing. You could have kowtowed in such a way and done that. But
yeah.
not even that has happened, or so lightly happened.
Oh, you were so right. Man, I wish this hour wasn't over. See, it goes so fast. So in a couple of weeks, I'm going to talk Alan into coming back. And you guys are going to love it because he's going to talk about Bitcoin, too. But we always have so much to talk about. Alan Stivo, political contributor, writer, author. Thank you so much for coming on. That was a blast.
Thank you, Kate.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We'll have him on in a couple weeks. I'll talk him into it. Anyway, Allison Armstrong coming up next on relationships. We're going to end this week without politics. Kind of nice, huh? On the last hour, be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.